Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's Tammy Wynette along with the KLF, Justified and Agent, all bound for Moo Moo Land. Just gone 10:30, Kent's number one in Victor FM, playing Kent's best music. This is Ian's Late Bit through till one. And we're about to embark on the rolling quiz. So James Watt standing in last week, it got one. But only three questions disappeared, which means, of course, by the rules of the game, we've replaced it with another fresh three. 10 questions all in all, your object to answer just three of these questions. If you can do that, call us up on the usual phone-in number 0227 77 2000. Have a listen to these 10 questions. You only need to be able to answer three. The problem is, of course, you've no idea which three you're going to get. Have a listen. Here they come in no particular order. What is St. Vitus the patron saint of? What is St. Vitus the patron saint of? Who said even Jesus Christ cannot untie the knots? Who said even Jesus Christ cannot untie the knots? Who is Sid Durnley? Who is Sid Durnley? Where in England was the first council house built? Where in England was the first council house built? What breed of dog is most likely to bite you? What breed of dog is most likely to bite you? Who owns the mineral water company Perrier? Who owns the mineral water company Perrier? How tall is Prince Charles? You can hazard a guess at some of these. How tall is Prince Charles? Who said, if I think I can do better, I won't buy it? Who said, if I think I can do better, I won't buy it? What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in Iranian waters in 1985? What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in 1985 in Iranian waters? And what film won an Oscar for Best Picture in 1980? What film won an Oscar for Best Picture in 1980? They are the 10. If you can answer just three, call us up and we'll embark on the rolling quiz after a couple back-to-back. 0227 77 2000.
Ian Collins.
So, just gone 10:30. Have a listen once again to these 10 questions. Can you answer just three? What film won an Oscar for Best Picture back in 1980? What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in Iranian waters in 85? Who said, if I think I can do better, I won't buy it? How tall is Prince Charles? Who owns the mineral water company Perrier? What breed of dog is most likely to bite you? Where in England was the first council house built? Who is Sid Durnley? Who said even Jesus Christ cannot untie the knots? And what is St. Vitus, the patron saint of? They are the 10. Answer just three. Lines are open. Here's Jade now on Invicta FM. They want to love you. They're Jade on Invicta FM. It's Kent's best music 24 hours a day, 21 to 11. On the late bit, we're about to embark on the rolling quiz. 10 questions here. If you can answer just three of the 10, you know what to do. Call us up on 0227 77 2000. The problem is, of course, we place the 10 in a random order. Your idea to select a number between 1 and 10, and we'll ask you the question that corresponds with that number. The same for the second question and the same for the third. However, after a couple of goes, one would imagine that you get some kind of idea as to where the questions are. But no, because we shuffle them around, you see, just to make it a little more difficult.
Hello, Philip in Folkestone.
Hello.
Hi, Phil. Right, are you ready for these?
Yeah.
Are you feeling particularly intelligent?
Well, no, because I've been to school.
Right, is tonight the first time you've heard any of these questions?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Give me a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Number 7. Who owns the mineral water company Perrier?
Schweppes.
Okay, next number.
1.
What breed of dog is most likely to bite you? What breed of dog is most likely to bite you?
I've gone it now.
Have a guess if you're not too sure.
Rottweiler.
Okay, and next number.
4.
Number 4. Who said, if I think I can do better, I won't buy it?
Having a clue.
All right. And at the end of that, Phil in Folkestone will give you 0 out of 3. Thanks, Phil.
Can I speak to you a minute?
What, off the air, you mean?
Yeah.
Don't go away. Stay where you are. Okay. Joe in Erith.
Hello.
Good evening, Joe.
Good evening.
You must be ready for these by now.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Right, okay. Number between 1 and 10, Joe.
3, please.
Number 3. Where in England was the first council house built?
Halifax.
Okie dokie. Next number, Joe.
5.
Which film won an Oscar for Best Picture back in 1980?
Silence of the Lambs.
All right. And next number?
9.
What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in Iranian waters in 1985, Joe?
Plant mines.
And at the end of that round, Joe in Erith, who's at work at the moment, you have 0 out of 3.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Cheers, bye-bye. Just gone 20 to 11. Have a listen to these once again. The object being of Silence of the Lambs in 1980? I don't think so. Have a listen to these once again. Answer just 3 of the 10. Which breed of dog is most likely to bite you? You can have a guess at some of these. How tall is Prince Charles? Where in England was the first council house built? Who said, if I think I can do better, then I won't buy it? What film won an Oscar for Best Picture back in 1980? Who is Sid Dernley? Nobody knows who Sid Dernley is. Who owns the mineral water company Perrier? Who said even Jesus Christ cannot untie the knots? What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in Iranian waters in 1985? And what is St. Vitus the patron saint of? They are the 10. Can you answer just 3 if you can? 0227 77 2000.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah, get around.
Oh, by the way, if you're going to the county show tomorrow, then we're going to course the stacks and stacks of stuff to see. The Invicta FM Roadshow is there once again for day number 3, the third and final day. But aside from the usual array of pigs, cows, bullocks and sheep, etc., horses and whatnot, there's absolutely stacks and stacks of stands to see. There's cars, there's craft stuff, there's food, there's displays, and we're there right in the thick of it around the county in Victor FM, there at the 20th county show, but I'm sure it's more than that. So if you can get along to there tomorrow in Detling, then please do. Good evening, Ted.
Good evening.
In Havening.
Havering. Yes, that's correct.
Where's Havering, Ted?
It's just outside Romford.
Oh, that Havering.
That Havering.
I've heard about that place.
Yes.
It's apparently a nice place, isn't it?
It is quite nice. Nice.
Yeah, I'm told it's fairly posh there, really, isn't it?
No.
Is it like the posh area of Essex, Ted? Well, it must be then. You're almost like royalty, Ted, aren't you?
Well, obviously.
So I've heard, anyway.
Well, you're going to give me 3 easy questions.
Oh, these are going to be dead easy.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Ted, have you seen this idea of televising court cases?
Yeah.
Well, it's starting in Scotland next week. They're going to go to the High Court and record one, all right? And they're a bit up in arms about the fact that it might come down here as well. So do you think it's a good idea?
Well, most court cases get a bit boring in the middle. They're going to, you know...
Yeah, see, what you want the edited highlights, really,
don't
you?
I want the edited highlights, yeah.
You want, like, the beginning... And you just want to sit there and say, hang him, don't you? That's what you want, Ted, isn't it?
Bend, I
know.
Down.
I know what you like in Havering.
We got stocks on the village green.
Yeah, I thought you had, yeah. They're still there, right. Okay, number between 1 and 10, Ted?
3.
Number 3. Oh, by the way, these have been shuffled since last time.
Yeah, well, I've done that.
But some might still be in the same place. Right. Where in England was the first council house built?
It's
not the one you wanted, is it?
I'm going to say Rochdale.
Okay, next number.
You heard him disagree.
Yeah, I did.
7.
Number 7. Who said, if I think I can do better, then I won't buy it?
Dame Edna Everidge.
Okay, and your next number, Ted?
9.
What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in Iranian waters back in 1985?
Boarded by pirates.
Sorry?
Say that again.
Sorry. It was boarded by pirates. Go on.
Crashed and spilled oil.
My daughter says it crashed and spilled oil.
Right, okay. Ted, at the end of those 3, we'll give you 1 out of 3.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Ted.
Bye.
See you later. Okay, Mark in Essex.
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
All right.
How are you?
Not bad.
Good. How's the Stars in Their Eyes auditioning going?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed at the moment.
Have you heard from them yet?
No, I haven't heard from them yet, but I've sent it off, so...
Right, so are you going to be Billy Ray Cyrus or Elvis?
No, I'll probably go for Billy Ray Cyrus.
You're going to be Billy Ray Cyrus?
Right, it's more modern, isn't it?
Right, because there's various things... If you're going to appear on Stars in Their Eyes, there's things you have to remember.
Oh, yeah?
The contestants always do it completely spontaneously. They're not told beforehand.
Yeah.
But when he says, who are you going to be for us tonight, you have to remember to say, well, Matthew... I'm going to be Billy Ray Cyrus. If you don't say Matthew, they'll just do it again.
Yeah.
Until you do.
Matthew, that's a nice waistcoat.
That's right, yeah, you could say that too. And of course, when you go through the doors,
yeah,
before all the smoke comes out, you've got to turn around to camera 1 and wave.
Yeah.
Spontaneously, of course, yeah. So you can remember those things, can you?
I'll try.
Right, so let's just have a practice at this.
Yes.
Because this is Mark from Essex, everybody, and he's going to be appearing, hopefully, on Stars in Their Eyes soon as Billy Ray Cyrus. So I'm Matthew Kelly.
Hello, Matthew.
All right, I've got me waistcoat on. Okay. Right, it's nice and bright. And here we go. And with us is Mark from Essex. Mark, tell everybody, who are you going to be tonight?
Well, Matthew, tonight I'm going to be Billy Ray Cyrus.
And everybody goes... Brilliant. And then, of course... All you have to do is sing one note of the song, and the whole audience will break into applause.
Okay.
The average age is 96. None of them have heard of Billy Ray Cyrus, but they'll still clap, because they believe it sounds like Billy. Oh, dear me. Bless them. Bless them.
Fingers crossed.
I hope so too, Mark.
Thank you.
Listen.
Yes.
Give me a number between 1 and 10, Mark.
Number 9, please.
Well, have a look at this. What did the Liberian ship Neptunia do in Iranian waters in 85?
It leaked crude oil into the sea.
Okay, next number, Mark.
Number 7, please.
Who said if I think I can do better, I won't buy it?
Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm. And your next number?
Number 4, please.
Who said even Jesus Christ cannot untie the knots?
Dr. Kildare.
Sorry? Dr. Kildare?
Yeah. There's a joke there somewhere.
Was there? And at the end of that,
yeah.
Mark,
yes.
You have
yes.
a mammoth 1 out of 3.
Well, it's better than a mammoth no, isn't it?
Absolutely right.
Thank you.
And I wish you luck with Stars in Their Eyes.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Cheers, Mark.
Cheers. 10 to 11 is Bobby Womack and Lulu. Aircheckdownloads.com.